Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes. My name is Kevin from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Just a few minutes. What is the survey about?
This is about the upcoming elections in May. We would like to know if you are registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland.
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much for that. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
I'm voting.
Okay. I am going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion about them. The first one would be Larry Hogan.
Okay, I recognize him.
What would be your opinion about him? Like favorable, neutral?
I don't want to give my opinion about him. Let's keep it neutral. I don't, because giving you my opinion is telling you who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, no problem at all. I understand.
Keep it neutral.
Okay, mm-hmm. The next one is Robin Ficker.
No. Don't recognize her.
Okay. Chris Chaffee.
Who?
Chris Chaffee.
No, don't recognize him.
And
is Robin the controller? Is Robin the controller? She's not a controller. Okay. All right.
And the last name I have is Donald Trump.
I recognize him.
What would be your opinion about him? Favorable, unfavorable, or would you like to keep it neutral?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you for that. In the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate, if those were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin, Larry, Chris, or someone else?
I'll keep it neutral.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I don't know. I don't know what my thoughts are on that. So, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
I support it.
Would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
That's it? That's the question?
The next, I will be reading like some issues, and you would tell me if those are important for you when deciding who to vote for. The next one says securing and protecting our southern border.
No comment. I'd be in favor of supporting our southern border, but not with force.
Okay, thank you for that. Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Those don't bother me, because the country's not in inflation. Those don't bother me.
Energy independence for this country?
We have energy independence right now, so that doesn't bother me.
Okay. And the next one says, job creation and economy development.
See, the thing is, the jobs are being created. Unemployment rates are down, so those don't bother me.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, I am going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Picker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. If it makes no difference to you, please let me know as well. Yes, Robin Picker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Picker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I don't know him, so I don't know anything about him. So I'll keep it neutral.
Okay. And would that be for, well, since you don't know him, I would say that would apply for the other statement. So thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
Okay.
It says here, Larry Hogan is a strong supporter, is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Well, the truth is I probably will vote for Hogan because I know him. I know what he did for the state of Maryland during COVID and what he did for people. So if I'm going to pick between the two, I'd rather go with Hogan because I know what he does and I know him. I don't know Robin at all. I don't know who he is at all.
Okay. Thank you very much for this information. The next statement says, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
See, that's not true because my office was open the whole time. Most of the schools were locked down, and that I know right there is not true because my office was open the whole time. So we wasn't locked down like that. So I have to disagree with you on that one. Mm-hmm.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for that. Now, the next one, the last one says, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I'll keep it neutral, but that's a good partisan agreement. A bipartisan agreement. That would be good.
Okay.
That way we get some things done.
Thank you very much for that. Now, I'd like to ask you once again.
How much longer is this? How much longer is this? Because I have to go to prayer service.
We are 80% complete, so just a few more questions. I would like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for?
Neutral. Keep it neutral.
Okay. Thank you for that. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Keeping it neutral. I wouldn't tell you that.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 54 to 59, 60 or older?
60 and older.
Thank you very much for that. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your participation, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.